Good evening and welcome to Bell Harbor, Queens, New York, which has been my home for the last nearly 2 months as I'm recording this in mid-September, literally mid-September, recording this on the 15th of September, 2014, and I'm hanging out here on the terrace porch thing, which is actually on top of a two-car garage, and just kind of enjoying this nice day. Actually, it's quite a nice day outside. And what I'm here to talk about, actually, I'm not here to say all that much, but, well, I'm here to exist while many vehicles pass by and do their thing. It's actually a lot quieter out here most of the time, but there's a bunch of construction and stuff going on in the neighborhood. And there were jackhammers and things this morning, of course, when I wasn't recording, which is probably not a bad thing, but you know how it is. So anyway, I've been here since a little bit past mid-July, so I've been here for almost 2 months. Moved from North Carolina, as most of you know. And one of the things that got me here, as well as all my stuff, was a Pods moving and shipping container. And I got the smallest Pods moving and shipping container that was available, which was 7x8x8. And it was big enough to fit all my stuff in. And that was perfectly awesome. So what I decided to do when it came time for the Pods people to come and get the fully loaded Pod from the house was to put a recorder in there. See what interesting or not so interesting stuff got picked up from the Pod. It had to sit in a storage facility for 5 days, and, well, the batteries just don't last that long. Actually, I used an Olympus LS14 recorder, which has amazing battery life, actually. Quite good. It managed to record for 50 hours on a pair of AA's, and the thing that stopped it from continuing to record was not the battery life. Actually, it was the card running out of space. So in theory, it probably could have kept going for a little while longer. But anyway, I did this thing. I secured the recorder to something that was secured to the wall so it wouldn't flop over and have lots of issues. And I just turned it on and ran away, literally, and closed the door. And it recorded, as I said, for about 50 hours straight. And the stuff that I got was kind of interesting. And I've decided, because I decided that it was interesting, even if no one else does, that I would present it here for someone's enjoyment, maybe, educational experience, I don't know. It's not like most people get to take a ride in a Pods moving and shipping container, because, you know, there's all this human rights stuff and all that. You can't just go packing people in containers. There was a recent to-do about that in England a couple of weeks ago. So, well, it wasn't a Pod specifically, but it was a shipping container. But anyway, so as I said, this recorded for 50 hours. I'm sure as crap not going to record or not going to post the entire 50-hour recording, because that would be beyond ridiculous. What I am going to do, though, is post pretty much the entire trip from the house to the storage facility, and then some of the wonderful, awesome, and truly amazing stuff that it picked up in the storage facility. Yes, there is a bit of sarcasm there. But hey, you don't really get to see what goes on in these sorts of things. So that's what I'm here to provide. So without further ado, let's get in the Pod, start the recorder, close the door, and run away. Pod recording experiment active.
Thank you.
Well, now we've made it to the storage facility, so it's time to actually load the pod into the storage facility. This is where bad noises happen, as if the other stuff you haven't heard so far wasn't bad. Alright, here we go. Bad noises coming up. Now that the pod is in the storage facility and has been loaded into its respective bay or rack or just sitting there, I'm really not sure what it looks like, we can hear the awesome ambience provided by said storage facility, which includes such wonderful things as this, which happens every several minutes, anywhere from every 5 minutes to every couple of hours. Here's another one. And yet another one. The other awesome thing that you hear in the storage facility is a lot of this. And I mean a lot of this. When there isn't dead silence and the bell's not ringing, you get this. I mean, if you want several contiguous hours of this, for whatever reason, let me know. I can certainly provide. And I think that'll pretty well do it for a look inside a pod's moving and storage container. I've been calling it a moving and shipping container throughout this thing, which is kind of boring because that's sort of the same thing, but not really. Anyway, that is that, so I hope you didn't enjoy that very much. I hope it was the worst thing you ever heard in your life. And if it wasn't, you should get your money back.